द्रव्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् सागरजातम् सहगणरघुनाथान्वितम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनसहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्त हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम राम। हरे कृष्ण। So I'm very happy, glad to be amongst all of you enthusiastic youths. Before I begin my seminar, I would like to confess that I don't generally preach to the youth. I take congregation programs, grihastha programs. So I am really not in sync with how the youth think, really. You know, so previously I used to do some youth programs, but then I was told to take congregation programs. So then I started. So I generally, it's not my style of giving seminars like this, which I have prepared. So I don't know how it's going to come out, okay? So please bear with me. Devotees are merciful, you know. So I would like to extend a very warm welcome to the guests, if there are any here, and also to the wonderful youths who have come from different colleges in Mumbai. So today's topic is Give to Live. In the Niti Shastra, it is explained that one can win over one's enemy by the knowledge of archery. One can win over a nation by following the path of righteousness and dharma. One can win over one's guru and even the Supreme Lord through devotional service. And one can win over all sorrows, all unhappiness, all miseries of life by giving charity. It's said in the Niti Shastra. And it is said in the Shruti Prasthan, Smriti Prasthan, it is in the Vedas also. So it is very important to give, and that is the topic today. To give, you may ask, give what? You can give money, you can give, if you don't have money, you can give a smile, you can give sweet words. The idea of giving is basically, it's the attitude. Atmendriya priti vancha taribali kam krishnendriya priti icha dhare premna. You know, the Vedic literature says that Atmendriya priti vancha, that means lust, it means that you want to take, love means you want to. Okay, that's a very simple definition. So basically, when you have an attitude of love, you want to give, right? And it could mean anything, like Bhishma. Bhishma, when he was lying on the bed of arrows, and at that time Yudhishthir Maharaj was very, very disturbed at heart, because the war was fought and so many crores of soldiers were killed. He was feeling very guilty. So Krishna told Yudhishthir that you go and meet with Bhishma and he will give you instructions on dharma. So he comes there, and Bhishma didn't have anything to offer, so he offered sweet prayers, sweet words, right? So basically it is the attitude of love that you want to give, share, it could be anything. So when you give, basically you develop friends. If you have love, you give. And if you don't have love and you give, then you will develop love. It works conversely also. So when you give, you get friends, you get well-wishers. Everybody likes to be amongst people who are charitable. Lekin kuch log aise hote hain jo bade dani hote hain, right? Party dete hain aapko restaurant mein le jaakar vada pav chai wagera pilate hain. To aise log, you like to be with these kind of people, isn't it? So everybody likes to be with such kind of charitable people. So you develop good relationships. So when you give, you develop love. And when you have love, then you are happy, because happiness comes from relationships. And if you are having good relationships, then you are happy. And if you are happy, that is life. Life is meant for what? Anand. The Shastras are also saying the same thing. Shastras are saying, Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, Sarve bhavantu niramayaha, Sarve bhadrani pashyantu ma kaschit dukkha bhag bhavet. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So the Vedic literatures are explaining that life is meant for happiness ultimately. But happiness comes through relationships and love. So that is the whole idea. When you give, you love, and when you love, you are happy and you live. So let us see. I came across some interesting statistics which I wanted to show you. And before that, I, just to be very frank with you, I really don't know whether I'll be able to complete my seminar. Okay? So I'm going to give you an overview of what I'm going to speak today, or intended to speak rather. I'm going to speak on some statistics on this principle of giving, and why people hesitate to give, what are the spiritual benefits of giving, what happens when you give, that is, purification takes place, purification of the ignorance, purification of the greed, attachments, and we develop compassion by giving, we develop bhakti, and the art of giving, if you want to give, how, what should be our mood, and whom to give. Yeah, okay, we have decided we want to give, whom to give, and developing the habit, how to develop the habit of giving. So there is a very nice research which was conducted, where randomly people were given some money. This research took place in Canada and Uganda. And later on, those people were called to find out how they spent their money. Some people went to the restaurant, they ate something. Some people, they purchased gifts, they gave to somebody. When they did a research, they found out that those people who gave gifts to others were happier than those who spent the money on themselves. Remembering favors received triggered pleasure centers in the brain. People were told to remember the time when they received favors from others. And when they did that, they had put some electrodes to monitor their brain activity, and they found that their, you know, their pleasure centers in the brain, there are certain centers in the brain which are responsible to give pleasure, they kind of lit up. It became very, they became happy. So also ticking a list of organizations to which they wanted to donate. They were asked, which organization you want to donate? They were not supposed to donate. They just want, if they would have to donate, which organization? So just by thinking that if I would donate, I would give it, they were so happy that we can have it. Harvard students watched a film about Mother Teresa tending to orphans and their immunity increased. Body immunity, antibodies. Patients with chronic pain report decreased intensity and less disability and depression. So when they helped others, they forgot their own problems. Their pain reduced. Cardiac arrest is highly correlated with the amount of self-reference, I, me and mine, in a person's speech. So they recommend, doctors recommend that if people have good relationships, well-connected social networks, and they stand lesser chances of getting heart attacks. People who were socially connected reported catching fewer colds. Sardi zukam kam hota hai jo logon ke acche dost hote hain. Ye research batata hai. Those who don't give, jo jama karke rakhte hain, they develop some kind of disease called as affluenza. Just like you heard of a disease called as influenza, there is a disease called as affluenza. The dictionary meaning, Oxford dictionary meaning, is a psychological malaise supposedly affecting young wealthy people, symptoms of which include a lack of motivation, feelings of guilt and a sense of isolation. In 2005 February, a nice article came in a very famous magazine called as Time magazine. The research was on the science of happiness. So four big psychologists from the world, they came together and shared their research findings. Who were actually happy in this world? And they found those people with religious faith, those who were grateful, those who were engaged in social services like fire brigade or lifeguard, those kind of, who risked their lives for others, basically those who live to give, they tend to be happy. Those who had family ties and friends, that is, they who had good social skills, they tend to be more happy. So, you know, I was in a book marathon last December, and I was in one company called as Perfetti, Alpenlebe. You must have seen that they have these chewing gums and things like that. So I was speaking with the HR manager there, and he was a very nice person, and he was sharing his experience managing the employees of the company. And he was saying that, I like to help people and I want to make sure that everybody is well paid beyond their basic minimum, they are given incentives, they are given regular increments in their salary and everything. But at the same time, I have realized one thing, that whatever I give, I write it down. Because people have this tendency to forget. So they keep coming to me saying, "Arey, aapne kya is baar kuch diya nahi? अरे पिछले साल भी नहीं दिया, उसके पहले भी नहीं दिया." एंड दे से, इधर आ जा, कम कम. वेरी नाइस पर्सन, बड़ा पक्का एकदम, वेरी इंटेलिजेंट, वेरी फ्रेंडली. ही लाइक्स टू हेल्प पीपल, बट ही नोज द वीकनेस ऑफ पीपल, दैट पीपल व्हेन दे रिसीव एनी फेवर्स दे फॉरगेट. सो ही आओ जाओ, कंप्लीट से देखो, रजिस्टर देखो, 2011 में आपको इंक्रीमेंट दिया था, 2012 में आपको ये इंसेंटिव दिया था, 2013 में आपको ये इसका मैनेजर बनाया था. ओके ओके ओके, थैंक यू वेरी मच. देखो, पीपल टेंड टू फॉरगेट, एंड व्हेन यू रिमाइंड देम after you become happy. That's why in Sanskrit the word for gratitude is kritagya. Krita means the favors which somebody has done for you, and gya means knowledge, remembrance. So Shastra says we should always remember the favors which you have received. That is called as gratitude. Yeah. That makes one happy. That's why it is said in life, always remember what you have received from others and forget what you have given to others. Because that will encourage you to give more. In the Shastras also, there is this wonderful story of Rantidev in the lineage of Bharadwaj Rishi. This king, Rantidev, was a very, very charitable king who practically would even donate his own comforts, own luxuries, even his own food to the people, and he would live in poverty. Rantidev. So much so was his piety, his giving nature, that Agni, Brahma, Indra, they all decided to test this Rantidev. And they come to him in disguised, and once he was observing a fast for 48 days. 48 din ke liye vrat rakha hua tha. Aakhri mein, when he was about to eat, one Brahmin comes for charity and he gives part of his food to that Brahmin. And after he was going to eat, again another Chandala comes. He distributes part of his food to him also. Then after that another man comes with some dogs. He distributes to that also. Finally another man comes, he was thirsty, little pani bacha tha, wo bhi de diya. Everything. And he was on the verge of death. At that time, when he was about to die, he spoke this verse. By offering my water to maintain the life of this poor Chandala, who is struggling to live, I have been freed from all hunger, thirst, fatigue, trembling of the body, moroseness, distress, lamentation and illusion. And he prayed, Na kamaye ham gatim isharat param ashtard yuktam apunar bhavam aritim prapadde akhil deha bhayam antahastito yena bhavant dukha. Na kamaye ham Ishwarat Param, I don't even desire to go to the kingdom of the Supreme Lord. Ashtard Yuktam Apunar Bhavamva, I don't even want to become engineer, doctor, all these big, big titles, perfection, I don't want. Apunar Bhavamva, neither do I want liberation. Artim Prapadhi, I want difficulties. Dukha chai. Crazy? Either he is crazy or he is a sant, he is a mahatma. He is a mahatma, basically. Artim prabadye akhila deha bhajam, I want the miseries of all the people of this world. Antahasthito yena bhavantya dukkaha, I want to be in this world and suffer for all the people of this world. I am not thirsty, I have forgotten all my miseries. And when he said these words, at that time Brahma, Agni and all the 33 crore demigods appeared in front of him and blessed him with great opulences and entrance into the heavenly kingdom. So we hear such wonderful episodes of how giving actually can mitigate our sufferings. Not everybody can do that. हमारा एक बार यहाँ पर यात्रा निकाले थे हम लोगों ने वाड़ा में, तो हमारे मैनेजर लोगों ने बोला था वापस आते आते बस में हम आपको कुछ पैकेट में डिनर दे देंगे. सो द पीपल वर एक्सपेक्टिंग समथिंग, तो वी गिव लाइट, क्योंकि लंच बहुत हेवी था. तो हम लोगों ने थोड़ा सा डिनर को थोड़ा सा चिवड़ा वगैरह और कुछ ऐसा किया, तो वो लोग, कुछ लोगों को अच्छा नहीं लगा. उनको अरे अरे आपने बोला कि डिनर दोगे, ये क्या है चिवड़ा. बोले देखिए हैवी लंच दिया था, इसीलिए अभी क्या है 6 ही तो बजे हैं, अभी 6 बजे किसी को भूख तो लगता नहीं है, इसीलिए हमने ये चूड़ा पैक करके और बाकी जो चीजें थी। तो बोले बोले नहीं, तो वो एक माता जी को गुस्सा आ गया, तो उन्होंने अपने घर पे फोन करके बोल रही है, अरे घर पे कुछ बनाओ, ये लोग भूखा रखा है हमको, अरे कुछ कुछ खाने को नहीं दिया, डिनर बनाओ, अंडा चावल बनाओ। शी इज टेलिंग इट ऑन पर्पस सो दैट दिस मैनेजर हियर्स, बिकॉज यू आर ट्राइंग टू मेक अस डिवोटीज बट वी विल कंटिन्यू इफ यू डोंट फीड अस प्रॉपरली। अरे प्रसाद तो दो। यू नो इट्स नॉट इजी फॉर एवरीबडी, इज इट ना? सीधे बोलते ना, जब पेट में चूहे दौड़ते हैं ना, पेट में चूहे दौड़ते हैं तो सर में हाथी दौड़ता है। कौन सा हाथी? अपराध का हाथी। अपराध गाली निकलता है मुझसे, इसलिए रांति देव कर सकते थे, सभी लोग नहीं कर सकते, आदत दिलानी पड़ती है टीम की। इसलिए कहते हैं ना, कुछ लोग अपनों के लिए रोटी छोड़ देते हैं और कुछ लोग रोटी के लिए अपनों को छोड़ देते हैं। सो यू नो व्हाई पीपल हेजिटेट टू गिव लाइक दिस व्हेन पीपल नो नाउ वी हैव हर्ड, बट इट इज नॉट वेरी इजी, इट्स डिफिकल्ट टू गिव। सो पार्टली आई वुड से द रिस्पॉन्सिबल पीपल आर द एजुकेशन सिस्टम, द मीडिया एंड ऑफ कोर्स द बिगेस्ट यूनिवर्सिटी, अपने खुद के घर। यू नो वेर वी आर टॉट टू गिव मीन्स डिप्राइवेशन, यू गिव यू 2 - 1 = 1, इज इट नॉट? दैट्स व्हाट वी स्टडी मैथमेटिक्स, सो दैट्स व्हाट वी स्टडी इवन इन स्कूल्स एंड कॉलेजेस। एंड सो देयरफॉर रविंद्रनाथ टैगोर ही सेज द वेस्टर्न सिस्टम ऑफ एजुकेशन इज इम्पर्सनल, इट ड्वेल्स इन द कोल्ड स्टोरेज कंपार्टमेंट्स ऑफ लेसन्स एंड आइस पैक्ड माइंड्स ऑफ द स्कूल मास्टर्स। The Western system of education is impersonal. Impersonal मतलब समझते हैं, मतलब to treat a human being like a machine without emotions. Because generally say if you open a mobile phone, you want to find out number of somebody, you type his name, you get his number, you don't say thank you to the phone because it's a machine, right? So what happens is in our modern education system, we are trained how to manage and control machines. So what happens is we become impersonal as a result of that, and we start treating even human beings as machines. Ho raha hai. You see, even in trains, everybody MP3 player laga ke ekdam baat nahi karte ek dusre se. I went to an organization. I will not tell the name. I was standing in front of the receptionist, and I wanted to speak to him. He's right in front looking at me, but he's speaking on the phone. Went on for a long time. I thought isse baat karna hai to usko phone karna padega. So I so I took his number and I called him, and then he spoke to me. So you see, people know how to control machines, but one thing they are not teaching us. I am also part of the modern education system. We have not been told how to control our minds and our senses, is it not? And whatever little attempt is there, that is also what frustrated by them. They insult you. Fear. Can you imagine going to school or college with Chika or Tilak? They'll tease you like anything. Hey, kya hai shendi? And can you imagine if you shave your head and go to school or college? Bolega, hey, taklu. You cannot. That is modern education system. If you are Vedic, if you are sabhya vyakti, then they'll feel that you are something is wrong with you. But do teen gali nikal diya muh se, they'll say, ah, re, kya bolega? Confident hai. Modern education system. One boy, I preach in Nerul. So one congregation's son was distributing Gitas in front of Balaji temple. So his school teacher happened to come there and saw him. Next day, he called him and he said, "What were you doing in front of Balaji temple?" So the small boy said, "I was distributing Bhagavad Gita, teacher." Said, "Why are you wasting your time? Arey, usse acha jaake homework karo." So that was enough for that boy. He was so shattered that from next year onward he stopped coming for book distribution. So we see that the innocent faith that we have on our traditional value systems, on the Vedas and on the Gita and Bhagavad is systematically shattered right from school. In fact, the Britishers also labeled the Vedic scriptures as mythology, which means that it is not true, it's fiction. When actually it is not mythology, it is historical anthology. So that's how we have been trained. Prabhupada used to say that, you know, the modern education system is like a spiritual slaughterhouse. They are systematically, the spiritual values of the students are killed, basically. Yeah. And it represented an artificial method of training specially calculated to produce the carriers of the white man's burden. And you can see the vanity, the lordliness, pride of those who are graduated from premier institutes. You know, what is knowledge? Knowledge means Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavihastini Suni Chaiva Swapakecha Pandita Samadarshanaha. The symptom of knowledge is humility. It comes from education, educari, Latin word, which means to bring out what is within. Is it not? Yeah, it's a video, but it's no audio. Yeah. It's no audio for it. So just basically, it's like a slaughterhouse. We can say spiritual slaughterhouse. Yeah. So, one of our sannyasis was going to one college for giving a one-time talk on mind control. I will not tell the name of the sannyasi, and I will not tell the name of the college also. But some part of the name was Vidya Falana Falana Vidyapit. So he said, "What is it? Vidyapit? What do they teach?" He said, "Engineering, Maharaj." "Oh, engineering. Then that's all?" He said, "Yeah, that's all." "Then it is, how can it be Vidyapit? Then it is Avidyapit." So, because actual Vidya is what? Tamaso ma Jyotir Gamaya. Amritam ma Sat Gamaya. Right? Mrityur ma Amritam Gamaya. And Tamaso ma Jyotir Gamaya. So, the real institutes must give you the knowledge, spiritual knowledge, how to control the mind, how to control the senses, which is not there. And therefore, partly it is responsible. And we see in the society, so many people, educated people, are feeling and experiencing that vacancy in their hearts, no satisfaction. You know, this person from a very premier institute who graduated, he committed suicide. You know, I still remember there was one student from a very premier institute in Bombay, graduated, he went to America for his MS, and he completed his MS, he wanted admission into PhD, but he couldn't get it, so he was very frustrated and depressed. So he came to our ISKCON temple and he spoke with our devotees. Devotees told him, "Theek hai, nahi mila to chalega. You have already so much of qualifications. You are already blessed with so many good things. Be satisfied, you'll get a good job." So he said, "Nahi, nahi, mera PhD reject ho gaya. I cannot, I'm too depressed." So devotee said, "Okay, now it's late. Come tomorrow and we'll speak further." So they shut down the temple. The boy left early in the morning. Police comes to the temple. They said, "Ye lash kiska pada?" He went to the top and he jumped from it. So It's so many suicides are taking place in Bangalore. Somebody sent me a statistics that in the year 2012, 2000 IT professionals committed suicide. Why? Because they're dealing with machines, you know, impersonal. There's no exchange of love, and therefore they're not experiencing satisfaction. And on top of that, the targets. That's why it is said, you know, people feel that just by earning money they can be happy. That's why it is said, lob se bada, rog nahi, santushti se bada, sukh nahi. Prabhupada said that when he went to America, he saw the hippies there. And he told them that in your country, you have everything that we Indians are aspiring for. But still in your country, I see hippies. What does that prove? It proves that material advancement alone cannot satisfy you. Therefore, we need both. We need both. We need Indian spirituality and Western technology. He compared India with a lame man and West to be blind man. So if Indians, like a person with sight, sits on a shoulder of a lame man, then they both can reach the destination. You see. So like that. So many such examples. This boy, he kills his own mother for some money. He steals money, kills his mother, steals money from the bank and goes and purchases some clothes from Fashion Street and is moving around and police catch him. You see. People think that by getting money. And how was he inspired? Bollywood. He saw some movies where some murder was taking place, he got inspired from that and he killed his mother. So people feel that if you accumulate money, we are going to be happy. That's why Shankaracharya, he says, artham anartham bhavahantyam nasti tatha sukhalesha satyam putradapi dhana bhajam bithi sarvatraisha vihiyariti. Shankaracharya says, artham anartham, that artha means wealth, has got meaning, but it has also got a disadvantage. That's why he calls it anartha. Artham nartham bhavah nityam nasti tatha sukhalesha satyam. It is a fact that when you accumulate money more than what is necessary, then it can be the cause of many problems. Nasti tatha sukhalesha satyam. It will not give you even a fraction of happiness. Putradhapi dhanabhajam bhiti. A wealthy person is afraid of his own son. Arey, mera beta kahin mujhe mere paise ke liye maar na de. Putradhapi dhanabhajam bhiti sarvatraisha vihiyariti. This is a tradition which is coming down since time immemorial. It is not a new episode. Just like we hear of Aurangzeb, he arrested his own father for property. We hear of in the Shastras of King Kamsa, he put his father in prison, Ugrasen. See, so therefore, money means what? Bhoge roga bhayam kule chuti bhayam vitte nripalat bhayam. When you have too much money, then what comes along with it is a fear how to keep that money, how to protect that money. Vitte nripalad bhayam. We are afraid, arre yaar, koi income tax officer aayega, raid marega, ya koi chor aa jayega. You know, if you have money, how risky it is. Can you imagine? I mean, probably some, how many of you have lost your mobile phones ever? Can you raise your hand? Arre baapre, so many. How do you feel when you lose your mobile phone? Yeah? Like, you know, Indradumna Maharaj was saying, he went to Jagannath Puri. And he had a very, very expensive mobile phone. Very, very expensive. And there were around 10 lakh people there, yeah, in that huge crowd. She was right in front of Jagannath cart. And he made a call and then he put it in his pocket. And he was praying to the Lord and he raised his Jai Jagannath. Next moment he put his hand in his pocket and his phone was gone. And after that his mind was also gone. He couldn't think of Jagannath after that. He said, I couldn't focus. I came there to worship the Lord, but now I'm thinking about my phone. The more expensive phone, the more tension. See, ek program I was doing satsang kar raha tha. Satsang mein, 30 logon ke satsang mein, phone uda diya kisi ne. See? इसीलिए बोलते ना क्या है पैसा क्या है जब चोर आके ले लेगा बोलेगा जान दे या पैसा ले जान दे या पैसा ले और चोर नहीं आएगा तो फिर ऐसी कोई पत्नी आ जाएगी बोले जान भी दे और पैसा भी दे इफ यू आर अनफॉर्चुनेट यू मे गेट समबडी लाइक दैट इज इट नॉट I'm saying, all are not like that. I mean, sometimes husbands are like that, sometimes wives are like that. If you're unfortunate, what to do? If you've got so much money, people do that. One congregation devotee sent me one message. He was telling me, एक बार एक आदमी blood donate किया, तो blood bank वालों ने उसकी पत्नी को phone किया और बोला कि बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद जी, आपके पति ने खून दिया. बोले, अरे मेरे पति ने खून दिया तो मुझे क्यों धन्यवाद दे रहे हो? नहीं 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 आपने नहीं पिया तभी तो हमने लिया यू नो फॉर मनी दैट्स व्हाई जीसस क्राइस्ट सेज दैट डोंट ले अप फॉर योर सेल्फ ट्रेजर्स इन दिस वर्ल्ड वेयर इट विल बी डिस्ट्रॉयड बाय रस्ट एंड मॉथ एंड स्टोलन बाय थीव्स But lay up for yourselves treasures in the kingdom of God. Even in the Bhagavatam it is said, Punaschaya chamanayam jatrupam adat prabhu tato nritam madam kamam rajo vairam chapanchama. That wherever money is stocked more than necessary, it is not given out for the welfare of society or for the Lord, such wealth causes a lot of problems. Tato anritam, falsity, madam, False pride, rajo, selfishness, kamam, lust, and fights will take place. So, therefore, it is so greed. You see, is like a dark hole, like a pit, bottomless pit. So, greed is not bad actually. Shastra also says. Shastra also says that you need greed. Greed is not bad, but greed must be rightly utilized. So it is explained that even for attaining Bhagavan you need greed. Tatra laulyam api moolyam ekalam janma koti sukritaidna labhyati. That for attaining Bhagavan also you need greed. Janma koti sukritaidna labhyate. That for thousands, lakhs and millions of lives if you accumulate piety, still you cannot get devotion to God, Bhagavan. For that you need greed. But the greed is misdirected. Misdirected. That's why the Shastra, Niti Shastra says, Santoshas Trishu Kartavya Swadare Bhojanam Dhane Trishu Chaiva Na Kartavyo Swadhyayanam Japa Dhanayo. That you should be satisfied with these three things. Swadare, apni patni, bhojanam, food, and dhane, and wealth. And you should never be satisfied with three things. Adhyayanam, spiritual knowledge, japa, chanting of the holy names, and dhan. Never be satisfied with these things. So, greed is not bad, but it has to be rightly directed. That way. So what happens if it is not directed properly? I had a short clip, I think you could see this. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, there was a nice sound in the soundtrack, but can't set it properly. But the idea is that, you know, the greed is misdirected. You know, this one boy was so thirsty after he had a wonderful match with his friends. Very thirsty, he's feeling very hot. At the same time, he was very tired. So he came home and he was telling his mother, "Mummy, mummy, mujhe pani do, mujhe pani peena hai." But before he drank water, he went to sleep. And in his dream, he's thinking that he's drinking water. He's drinking water. And he's drinking 10 bottles of water. Still, his dream, his thirst is not getting satisfied. Why? Because it's a dream ultimately. Is it not? So also, we can see that we are trying to fulfill our desires, our the vacancy within our hearts by accumulating all these material things, but that is not going to actually give us happiness and satisfaction. So the greed has to be rightly directed. Hare Krishna. What happened? Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki. Chalo hoga? Hare Krishna. So we can see that the Lakshmi belongs to Narayana and it has to be engaged in the service of Narayana. Ramayana is all about that. Ravan was born in Brahmin family. He was having wonderful kingdom. He was a good administrator. The people under him were willing to give their lives for him. Ram was not even a Brahmin, he was a Kshatriya. When he was at war with Ravan, his people were not there with him. He had monkeys to fight for him. So in all respects, if you see, Ravan was more qualified than Ram. So therefore, the central message of Ramayana is character over competence. You see. And what Hanuman did was, he took Sita and united her with Ram. And Ravan wanted to enjoy Sita for himself. So Lakshmi belongs to Narayana. It has to be used. Has to be given and then only. So Hanuman got liberation and Ravan was killed. So next point I wanted to make was the spiritual benefits of giving is purification. So as I told you that modern education lacks the know-how, the process of controlling the mind. We know how to control machines. But here in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is giving Arjun a process by which one can control the mind and sense. A practical lifestyle, a practical tip. He says that acts of sacrifice, charity and penance are not to be given up, they must be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity and penance purify even the great souls. Yagya dana tabha karma, natyajyam karyam evatat. Yagyo dana tabhaschaiva, pavanani mani shinaha. Even great souls are purified by charity. And because it is so important, Krishna mentions it before the war. On the battlefield, he is speaking about the principle of giving. Why? Because it is so important. We need to purify our hearts, and by giving we purify our hearts. Is it not? Just like when you have a machine, you need to maintain it by cleaning it, greasing it, and all those things. Similarly, our heart. We take a bath every day, we clean our bodies, but what about our hearts? इसलिए कहते हैं ना कि इंसान घर बदलता है, इंसान अपना लिबास बदलता है, इंसान अपने रिश्ते बदलते हैं, इंसान अपना नाम तक बदल देता है मगर फिर भी परेशान रहता है। पूछो क्यों? क्योंकि अपने आप को नहीं बदलता। सो देयरफॉर वी हैव टू प्यूरिफाई दिस हार्ट एंड द प्रॉब्लम्स आर बिकॉज ऑफ द अनर्थाज विद इन द हार्ट। वन ऑफ आवर फ्रेंड्स, आई वॉज टेकिंग हिम टू वाडा, ही हैड कम फ्रॉम यूके। सो इन द नाइट फॉर स्लीपिंग ही सेट अप हिज मस्किटो नेट, और सोने से पहले जाकर उन्होंने देखा कि उसके तकिए के पास एक काला सा कुछ तो पड़ा हुआ है। He was sleeping on the floor. I was telling him, sleep on the bed. No, he said, नहीं नीचे थोड़ा तपस्या करना चाहिए। So he was sleeping. वाडा इज वन बंगलो, नीचे he was sleeping. Mosquito net, he opened to go and sleep. So next to his pillow, he saw something black. He thought, what is that? Some scarf or something? Some kerchief? Some walkman? Or something? And he saw it was a snake. Snake had entered into his mosquito net. Now what do you do when you see a snake? He jumped out of that mosquito net. Is it not? You cannot say, oh, itna garmi hai. Snakes are cold-bodied animals. I will embrace it and go to sleep in the night. You're not going to do that. You can't sleep with a snake in your mosquito net. I forget about snake. Even if there are two mosquitoes in your mosquito net, you cannot sleep. So how can you sleep with all this anarthas of lust and greed in your heart? Therefore, we need to purify our hearts, and that is education. Education means to bring out what is within, the natural quality of the soul. And that's why you see, you know, I mean, we have to be trained in that way. What do we have? We have to understand that we are the soul, we are not this body. Even the body we will not keep with us. We'll have to give it. When we are born as children, what do we do? What are we given? We are given like some cloth, some chaddi. In that, there's no pocket. And when a person dies, one cloth is given to him. In that also there is no pocket. Only when we are living, we have pockets. Yeah, so this is the, we forget that everything we have to give up in this world. One man, he was so conjuice, he told his wife, if I die, na main agar marunga, to meri sari sambatti na mere kabar mein dal dena. Sab kuch leke jaunga. Pati ne kaha, theek hai. So he died one day. And his wife, dutifully, she put one nice box inside the coffin and buried him. So her friend came and asked her that your husband told to put the wealth in the coffin. Did you do it? She said, of course, I am a very dutiful wife. I have done it according to what he said. Really? How can he do it? You just put one small box. He said, yes. See, what I did was I took all his wealth, put it in my bank account and wrote a check, signed all the checks in the checkbook and put it. Whenever he wants, he can withdraw it. You know, we forget we can't take all these things here. That's why we are in the jail. You know, this body is compared to a jail. This world is compared to a jail. Just like sometimes children, they develop this habit of stealing from their homes. So at that time, the parents, they lock up. You know, they lock up the khijori. But when the day the child becomes responsible, at that time the mother will give the key to the child and say, now you manage the accounts. Is it not? And that is the reason why we are here, because we are proclaiming something which is not ours as ours. Ye mera hai, ye mera hai, ye mera hai, ye mera hai. Isliye bolte na kya? Asanam mein, vasanam mein, jayo mein, vargo, bandhu mein, iti mein mein kurvanam, काल वृक्क हंत पुरुष जम। मैं मेरा 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 कौन करता है? बकरी करता है। और उसका क्या होता है? बकरी का मार के उसका खाल उखाड़ते हैं, खाल उखाड़ के तानपुरा बनाते हैं, और फिर तानपुरा में टों 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 बजते हैं। तो मैं का तू 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 होते हैं। है? So that is the problem. That's why we are here. जो हमारा है नहीं, हम सुबह से लेकर शाम तक बोल रहे हैं, ये मेरा है भैया, ये मेरा है, ये मेरा है, ये मेरा है। इतना अटैचमेंट है। वही एक बार क्लास में मैं बोल रहा था, एक बार एक आदमी मर रहा था, नहीं, एक आदमी का लॉटरी लग गया, 20 करोड़ का लॉटरी लग गया। वो हार्ट पेशेंट था, तो उसको पता नहीं था कि उसका लॉटरी लग गया, तो उसने अपने उसके रिश्तेदारों को पता चला कि उसको लॉटरी लग गया, तो उन्होंने उनके पास नहीं गए, उनके दोस्त उनके एक डॉक्टर के पास गए, फैमिली डॉक्टर हु वाज अ हार्ट स्पेशलिस्ट, एंड टोल्ड यू ब्रेक द न्यूज, यू टेल हिम, इफ वी टेल हिम ही मे गेट हार्ट अटैक, यू गो. सो द डॉक्टर सेड नो प्रॉब्लम, आई विल. सो ही कॉल्ड अप दैट मैन, ही सेड आई एम कमिंग टू मीट यू इन द इवनिंग, ओके, आई एम कमिंग फॉर डिनर, फैमिली फ्रेंड्स डॉक्टर्स ऑल्सो. सो ही केम इन द इवनिंग एंड ही वॉज सिटिंग एंड ईटिंग एंड ही वॉज आस्किंग, सपोज अगर आपका लॉटरी लग गया, समझ लो आपने 20 करोड़ का लॉटरी लगाया, आपने खरीदा है ना, अगर लग गया तो समझ लो, अगर 5 करोड़ आपको मिलता है समझ लो, तो क्या करोगे उसका 5 करोड़? तो ही वॉज ईटिंग, इसे 5 करोड़ मैं अपने 50% मैं अपनी बेटी को दे दूंगा. अच्छा, देन ही स्टार्टेड ईटिंग एंड ही सेड अगर 10 करोड़ मिल गया तो फिर क्या करोगे? तो बोला बेटी को 5 करोड़, 2 करोड़ बेटे को और बाकी का मैं रख लूंगा, मैं बूढ़ा हो गया हूं क्या करूंगा, अगर 20 करोड़ मिल गया तो क्या करोगे? तो फिर डॉक्टर के को देख कर वो बोला कि तुम इतने अच्छे दोस्त हो ना मेरा, मैं तुमको 10 करोड़ दे दूंगा. श्योर. वो डॉक्टर को हार्ट अटैक हो गया. He got heart attack. How attached people can be, yeah? You can relate with it. You know, that is the nature of this world. See, you know, there is a very wonderful phenomenon in nature. If you observe, in close to Israel, there is a river called as Jordan River. That river gives water to two lakes. One lake is called as the Dead Sea, another is called as Sea of Galilee. Both are lakes, but they are called as a sea, okay? The Dead Sea is called as dead because there is no life there. It's concentrated minerals and salt because water comes there but it has no route outwards. So all the only way that the water goes from there is from the sun's evaporation. So as a result all the minerals is concentrated. So nothing can live there. There are no fish, no plants, nothing in the water. That is why it is called as Dead Sea. Lot of salt, lot of minerals, Dead Sea. Now this same river Jordan gives water to another lake called as the Sea of Galilee. Full of life, fish, aquatics, beautiful. Why? Because there is a way for the water to go in and way for the water to go out. So that is the nature of water. It has to keep flowing. Is it not? Keep flowing. When the river water stops, then it becomes contaminated. Similarly, wealth is also just like water. It must flow, comes, it must flow towards God and His service. Just like you have a pot for plants. It has two holes, one at the top and one at the bottom. If the hole at the bottom gets sealed, then water gets clogged and the plants will die. Water has to flow continuously. Similarly, wealth also has to flow. God gives us and we also have to give it. Just like fish. You see fish in the water, it will gulp down the water, but it will not keep it in its mouth. It will let it go through its gills. So that is the kind of education which we should have been given, basically. You know, just like Rishabhdev is telling his sons, Naham Deho Deha Bajam Naraloke Kashtan Kamar Arhade Vedabujwamiye Tabo Divyam Putrakaye Nasattam Shuddhe Tatasmat Brahma Saukhyam Tvanantam. He says, my dear sons, there is no reason to labor very hard for sense pleasure while in this human form of life. Such pleasures are available to the hogs. Rather, you should undergo penances in this life, by which your existence will be purified and as a result you will be able to enjoy unlimited transcendental bliss. So he is telling his sons, don't work so hard for sense gratification. Do tapasya, spiritual tapasya, tapo divyam. So we have very few parents who tell us these things. Is it not? One of our congregation members was saying that he had his uncle who had a son who was so brilliant that in every exam he would come out with 100 out of 100. Every. He would not. Sauce ke niche baat hi nahi karne ka. 100 out of 100. Fir bhi, his father thought that his son is not up to the mark. Not up to his standard. And he pushed him. and pushed him, and he went mad. This is a real case. So the thing is, we have to work hard, but in what direction, we have to understand. So therefore, Krishna says in the Gita that Padma Patram Ivam Bhasa Brahmani Adhaya Karmani Sangam Tyaktva Karotiha Lipyade Nasa Papena Padma Patram Ivam Bhasa. That become like a lotus. Lotus is in the mud, but it does not touch the mud. Similarly, you live in this world, live in the house, but don't let the house live in you. You possess a car, but don't let the car possess you. Don't become possessed. Therefore, he says, anashrita, karma phalam, karyam, karma, karotiyaha, sa sanyasi, cha yogi cha, nanayaradnir na chakriyaha. That when you live in this world, be detached and do your duty. And that way you are a sannyasi. How do you recognize a sannyasi? Not by the color of his cloth. How do you recognize a police inspector? Not by his vardi actually. Because when he is at home and he removes his vardi and wears civil clothes, does it mean that he is not an inspector anymore? And does it mean that if a thief goes and steals his uniform and wears police uniform, then he is a policeman? Similarly, a sannyasi is not by the color of his dress. And neither does a sannyasi cease to be a sannyasi if he removes his dress. Anybody can be a sannyasi if he is living in this world out of detachment. And whenever there is a call for duty, he should be able to render that service. He should use his facilities for the service. Yeah. So that is how it should be. You know, this one man, he had his kapde ka business. He was doing very attached, so his son thought, I should teach my father some detachment. So he took him for Tirth Yatra, Badrinath, took him to Jagannath, took him to Ranganath, took him to Srinath. After all this Tirth Yatra, he came back and again he got into his business, kapada, income. So son thought, what to do? Father is not developing any detachment. So he thought, I should do something. So he decided that I will take my father to the Kabrastan, where he will see bodies burning and he will develop detachment. What is the use of life ultimately? So he takes him to the graveyard and there he sees the bodies burning. For 1-2 hours he makes his father sit there. Somehow he tells him that I will go somewhere and takes him there and makes him sit. Father sees all the dead bodies burning. Somehow he was not allowed to go out. Father, son kept him there. And after 1-2 hours of seeing all the dead bodies burn, he started crying tears. Son went and asked him, Pitaji, kaise lag raha hai aapko? Change came in his heart. And he said, Beta, maine apna jeevan barbaad kar diya. Jeevan bhar kapde ke dhanda mein lag gaya, dekho, kitna time waste kiya. Achha, to kya karte? Agar main lakde ka dhanda karta, to kitna achha. It would have been good, you know, so many people are dying, so much of wood demand is there, I would have been a big businessman. I wasted my life, why didn't you bring me here before? So, anashrita karma phalam karyam karma karoti yaha sa sanyasi cha yogi cha niragnir na chakriya. Not a person who gives up all his duties. So, another thing is developing compassion. Sound is there? Another is developing compassion, yeah? So, who is a sadhu, a sannyasi, is one who has got a soft heart. What is the difference between a butcher and a devotee? It is compassion. A butcher makes a living out of others' suffering. But a devotee, he gets great pleasure in seeing others happy. Para dukkha dukhi, para sukh sukhi. Seeing others happy should make him happy. But problem is today it is opposite. When we see others happy, we become miserable. Tu kyun itna dukhi hai yaar? Kyunki tu sukhi hai na, isliye. That is our problem. You see? So therefore giving is an act of compassion. So when you give, you develop a softened heart. Because, you know, then you start understanding what others are experiencing. We have to be moved by others suffering. So I came across this thing. It is not in English, it's in some foreign language. So you'll have to look at the captions below.
map for you.
So, you know, we are taught that 2 minus 1 is equal to 1. Giving is, you're depriving yourself. But actually, it is not like that. You know, according to our Shastras, when you give, you actually receive more than what you have given. That's why in the Niti Shastra it is said that I consider those who don't give to be very, very magnanimous, and those who give to be very miserly. जो देता है ना इस दुनिया में वो बड़ा कंजूस है और जो नहीं देता है वो बड़ा दानी है. बोला वो कैसे? क्योंकि जो नहीं देता है वो जब जाता है खाली हाथ जाता है, डिटैच्ड, और जो देता है वो इतना पुण्य लेके जाता है ऊपर. सो व्हेन यू गिव एक्चुअली यू रिसीव मोर देन व्हाट यू हैव गिवन. So, but because we are used to, you know, dealing with these machines, 1 minus 1, and that arithmetic we tend to apply. Because there are so many things in life which don't work on that principle. Like knowledge, vidya dadati vardhate. If you give knowledge, it increases. So, if you see in this world, 1 billion children live in poverty. That is 45% of all children. 22,000 children die each day of poverty. That is, one child dies every 6 seconds. 50% of world's wealth is with 2% of the population. The world's richest 20% consume 76.6% of the wealth. World's poorest 20% consume 1.5%. And world's middle 60% consume 21.9%. So 20% people should have 20% wealth, you see. But here we see 20% have got only 1.5%. So that is the unequal distribution of wealth in the world because of greed. There is no compassion. They don't feel the need for sharing. सो इसलिए कहते हैं ना, किसी के पास खाने के लिए एक वक्त की रोटी नहीं है और किसी के लिए खाने के लिए वक्त नहीं है. सो दैट इज अ प्रॉब्लम टुडे. सो इन द शास्त्र इट इज सेड एवरीथिंग एनिमेट और इनएनिमेट इज owned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything belongs to God and you are entitled to take only as much as that which has been allocated to you as your quota. And taking more than necessary, we incur sin. And this principle is being neglected, and due to which we see that there are so many problems in the society. Another principle is bhakti. Why we give? So that we can develop that bhakti. Prabhupada used to say that the mystics derive unlimited transcendental pleasures from the absolute truth, and therefore the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, is also known as Ram. Ramante yogino anante satyananda chidatmani iti Ram pade naso param brahma vidhiyati. That both are looking for happiness, devotees as well as the karmis. But devotees actually are happy. Why? Because they are connected with Lord Ram. Why? What is the meaning of Ram? Ram means one who gives pleasure. Param Brahma Vidhiyate. Pleasure. So therefore, devotees are also happy. So what can satisfy the heart? It is actually that connection with Bhagavan. And that is called as Bhakti Yoga. Yoga means connection. Is it not? So what will satisfy the heart is only that love, not anything else. And Prabhupada used to explain, just like the hand serves the mouth. If the hand starts thinking, अरे यार मैं काम ही करते रहता हूँ, मुंह को खिलाते ही रहता हूँ, मैं कल से मैं खुद enjoy करूँगा, और अगले दिन से अगर वो गुलाब जामुन लेता है और हाथ में ही रखता है, गुलाब जामुन को ऐसे मलते रहता है और उसके रस में ऐसे घुमाते रहता है उंगली, सोचा मैं मुंह में क्यों डालूं, ये तो बैठ के खाते रहता है, मैं काम ही करते रहता हूँ. So if he goes on doing that, will he be happy? No, he will become weak. The body will become weak, the hand will become weak. So therefore it is the nature of the soul to serve. Yeah, Prabhupada used to explain like that. So in the Gita also Krishna says, that is yoga. If you work, karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phalahetur bhur ma te sangostva karmani, that you have the right to work, Arjun, but you do not have the rights to the fruits of your action. And if you do not have the right to the fruit of your action, don't become lazy. You still have to work. Don't become lazy. Don't think you are responsible for the fruits of your work. Because I am the doer actually. This brain, this intelligence, this body which you are using is also mine. Therefore we owe to the Lord everything. That's why it is called, when you give your money to the Lord, that is called as karma yoga, because you are connecting your work to the Lord. If you connecting with the Lord with knowledge, then that is called as Gyan Yoga. If you connect with asanas and dhyan and other yogic postures, then that is called as Ashtang Yoga. If you connect with love, then that is called as Bhakti Yoga. Yoga means to connect. Yeah. So bhakti is actually what will satisfy the heart. So another topic is art of giving. Now how to give? Okay, we are convinced that we have to give. So how to give? Very important. So Krishna says when you give, it should be without expectations. Charity given out of duty without expectation of return at the proper time and place and to a worthy person is considered to be in the mode of goodness. Yeah, in the mode of goodness, like that. So it should be without expectation. Like it is said, no, that when ek bar Sudama ne Bhagwan se pucha, कि दोस्ती का मतलब क्या है, दोस्ती का मतलब क्या है, तो भगवान ने क्या कहा, जहां पे मतलब हो वहां पे दोस्ती कहां. इज इट नॉट? सो से फॉर एग्जाम्पल यू हैव बर्थडे एंड समबडी कम्स टू योर पार्टी, यू आर थ्रोइंग अ पार्टी एंड ही कम्स एंड एवरीबडी इज गिविंग यू सम गिफ्ट एंड दिस फ्रेंड ऑफ योर स्पेशल फ्रेंड ही कम्स विद अ बिग गिफ्ट And everybody is looking, oh, sabse bada gift diya. And then after the party is over, you take it home and you see that, open the gift pack and you find one pen, small pen, 30 rupees pen. सर इतना छोटा. एंड देन देर इज अ लॉन्ग लेटर. से यार 30 रुपीज पेन थोड़ा स्वीकार कर लो और 30,000 रुपीज की मुझे जरूरत है वो जरा मुझे दे दो. नाउ इफ यू गेट अ गिफ्ट लाइक दिस देन हाउ विल यू फील. यू गिव 30 रुपीज एंड देन यू. सो मेनी पीपल डू दैट. दे कम टू द टेम्पल एंड दे पुट 20 रुपए का नारियल डालते हैं. भगवान 20 रुपए का नारियल स्वीकार कर दो और 20 लाख का मुनाफा कर दो धंधे में. You know how many people offer so much nariyal with every flower, they have so many wishes. Yeah. When you come to the Lord with some wish and expectations, it is not really love, it is not bhakti. So therefore Krishna says, for a gift to be really gift given out of love, it has to be without expectation. Otherwise it is business. People give donation and they say, yaar mera announcement kar do. That means he doesn't have renunciation. Renouncement is not there, only announcement is there. So if you are not renounced and if you want your name to be announced, then your name will not be pronounced in the top. You know, therefore it is important. People say, yaar mera naam hona chahiye plate, donated by so and so. Donated by. It's like, you know, purchase some editorial space in your magazines, like a billboard, you pay money and get your name on the billboard. It's like that. It's not really pure, that donation is not pure. Therefore, giving should be without expectations. And therefore, we see the story of Bali Maharaj, very wonderful, the way he gave. He's the biggest donor, you see, in the world. Nobody has given a donation that big. And not only did he give a donation that big, but he also gave it with pure motivation. Shukracharya was his guru. And he was organizing a yajna. And he was Daityaraj Bali. He had conquered Indra and he was sitting on the throne of Indra. The demigods went to Vishnu and asked for help. Vishnu said, I will come disguised as a Brahman. I will take avatar as Vaman avatar. And I will come and I will ask for charity from Bali. Bali is very charitable. He will give. And then I will expand my form and I will take the universe. Don't worry, and I will give it to you. So Vamana came, Shukracharya was there at that time. And Shukracharya was very intelligent. He told Bali, look. And he says, Esha Vairochane Sakshat Bhagavan Vishnu Ravyaya Kashyapad Aditir Jato Devanam Kare Sadakaha. This person is not a Brahman. Esha Vairochane, E Vairochan, the son of Virochan. He is Vishnu Avyayaha Kashyapad Aditir Jato. He's come as a son of Aditi and Kashyap Devanam Karya Sadakaha. And he has come to enforce the rule or the wish of the Devatas. He's come to make their mission successful. Therefore, he is coming to ask for charity. He will ask for 3 steps of land. You will agree to give him and then he will expand his form, take everything. Therefore, I tell you, don't give charity because he is Vishnu. Esha Vairochane, oh Vairochan, you are son of Virochan, I know. Therefore, your father also did the same mistake. In the Yajna, Virochan, his father, when he was doing Yajna, Indra came disguised as a Brahman and said, please, I want charity. What charity you want? He says, I want your life only in charity. And he gave charity. So he said, your father was so foolish. You don't be foolish. Esha Vairochane Sakshat, you don't be so foolish. I am your guru, I am telling you. And Bali is saying, but I have taken vow, I should give charity. He said, don't worry. It's okay. In certain circumstances, you can tell lies also. Strishu narma vivaheshu vityarte prana sankate go brahmanarthe himsayam nanritam syat jugupshitam. That if you want to bring a woman under control or say a wife under control and you say, thik hai, aapko hum saadi leke denge, haan, kal. कोई इसे पाप नहीं होता है या नर्म हंसी मजाक में कोई झूठ बोल दिया कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं या विवाहेशु या शादी के लिए लोग आते हैं ना अपना लड़की देखने के लिए बड़ा सा मर्सिडीज लेके आते हैं लड़की वाले भी सोचते हैं अरे ओ बड़ा आदमी है मर्सिडीज वो तो भाड़े का गाड़ी लेके पाक क्यों है. सो यू सी सो नर्म विवाहेशु वित्यर्थे प्राण संकटे एंड इफ यू आर समबडी इज कमिंग टू स्टील योर मनी पैसा कहाँ रखा है, मोबाइल है क्या तेरे पास, हाँ है ना, ये सब है, नहीं झूठ बोलने का, नहीं है, नहीं है मेरे पास, कहाँ मोबाइल नहीं है, भीड़ बैग में छुपा है, रखा है इसके अंदर, वो पर्दा नहीं है, भीड़ बैग माला निकाल के देखना, देखो माला है इसके अंदर, और कुछ नहीं है, मगर भीड़ बैग के अंदर पॉकेट है, मोबाइल है उसमें, नहीं दे, नहीं आई एम डिवोटी आई विल सी, देखो मोबाइल है इसमें, ले लो तुम, सत बोलता हूं मैं, नहीं वृत्तते प्राण संकटे, एंड इफ योर लाइफ इज इन डेंजर ऑल्सो यू कैन लाई, डोंट वरी, अरे ही इज गोइंग टू टेक एवरीथिंग, यू आर गोइंग टू लेफ्ट विथ नथिंग, यू कैन लाई, डोंट वरी, एंड मोर ओवर ही इज गोइंग टू कम टू टेक एवरीथिंग, इन द शास्त्र इट इज सेड धर्माय यशसे अर्थाय कामाय स्वजनाय च पंचदा विभजन वित्तम इहमुत्र च मोदते, दैट योर वेल्थ शुड बी डिवाइडेड इनटू फाइव पार्ट्स, धर्माय फॉर स्पिरिचुअल फॉर द लॉर्ड, अर्थाय फॉर बिजनेस, यशसे फॉर योर ओन ग्लोरी, कामाय फॉर योर ओन एंजॉयमेंट, एंड स्वजनाय च एंड योर रिलेटिव्स, सो 20% 20% 20%, फाइव पार्ट्स योर वेल्थ शुड बी डिवाइडेड एंड डिवाइडेड and given to these places. But this person is going to take everything 100% to charity. Nobody is supposed to give, even the Shastras are not saying like that. So don't give charity. And Bali Maharaj is thinking, and he's thinking, but if he is Vishnu, then I must give. And he's thinking, my grandfather, Virochan's father was Prahlad Maharaj. He is known to be a great devotee of the Lord. And he says, Sachaham Vitta Lobena. Why I should be selfish? Pratishrutya Dadami Thi. Kitabo yatha, why I should be like a miser? Why I should lie? I will give charity. Never, I don't want to bring infamy to my dynasty. I will give charity. Let him take, and he gives charity. And Shukracharya curses him, you will go to hell. I curse you. If you give, you will go to hell. And Bali Maharaj says, never mind, I will give. And he rejects his guru. His guru had given him Jivandan. He was dead actually. In his previous battle, Indra had killed Bali. And Shukracharya had chanted the Mrita Sanjeevani mantra and brought him back to life. So he owed his life to Shukracharya. But still in this case, when it came to giving charity to Vishnu, he says, Shukracharya ji, Kshama, but this time I will disobey you. And he gave. Shukracharya cursed him. And at that time, Vamana became so big, he took the universe and he did not get space to keep his third foot. And he says, for this you have incurred sin. You promised you did not give. You have to go to hell for that. But Vamana was so pleased with him, he says, I will send you to hell, but I will make that place so opulent, that even Indra will envy you. And you have the desire to sit in the position of Indra, don't worry. Next Manvantar, you will be Indra. My devotee will always be successful. Whatever desire is there, I will give. No problem. Only right now, the need is Indra should be Indra, not you. So just wait. Be patient. So this is a wonderful example of charity, whom to give charity. There are other examples like Dadichi. He gave his bones. Indra wanted to kill one demon. He went to Vishnu. He said, I cannot do it. How to do it? He said, go to Dadichi Rishi. Ask for his bones. And he went to Dadichi. Dadichi said, never mind, take it. For this, giving this bone, I have to give up my life. Never mind. Aisa nahi ki keval haddi nikal ke, ek ungli ka ek haddi nikal ke diya. No, he gave up the bones of his whole body. He was dead. And with that, he made his thunderbolt. And with that thunderbolt, he killed Vritrasura, this great demon. So we can see so many such examples. Give respectfully and with a smile. Don't give grudgingly. Hari, lelo, lelo. So that should also be there. And give to the right person. Charity performed at an impure place at an improper time to unworthy persons or without proper attention and respect is said to be in the mode of ignorance. Like for example, this lady, everybody knows, you've heard it before, Leona Helmsley. She donated 74 crores to her dog, not God, to dog. And her dog's name was Trouble. Dog Trouble inherited $12 million when infamous hotel queen Leona Helmsley died in 2007. So you see, charity to the dog. So this another person is there who is a very charitable person, Kalyana Sundaram. In South India, he worked throughout his life and donated entire amount for the welfare of others, orphans. And because he didn't have any money, he had to work extra in a hotel or something. And he even gave his pension money of 10 lakhs. That also he gave. Everything he gave for charity, to the orphans. And finally, an American organization recognized his charity and gave him 30 crores. And that also he gave in charity, everything. So we see such examples of charity. So people have heart to give. I have seen many people who are very, really, really charitable people. They give a lot of money. But many times people don't know where to give the money. And therefore whom to give. That is also mentioned in the Gita and the Bhagavad. So now we should understand. I'll just take another 5 minutes and then I will wrap up. I hope I have your permission. Yeah, 5 minutes more. See, when people suffer, it should pain our heart. We should feel bad when we see the sufferings of others. Dusron ke dukh ko dekh kar dukh lagna chahiye. That is a devotee. But then we have to think that why, what is the cause of this person's suffering? Shastra makes it very clear that people suffer because of their own karma. Because they are sinful. Some people are very wealthy, some people are poor. Because of their own karma, everybody is suffering. And Prabhupada gives an example that consider that you know a family who is very, very wealthy. And one day you find that the son of that person who you know on the street in front of your house, and you go to him and you ask, why are you here? And then he says, mere pitaji ne mujhe ghar se nikal diya. Because I misbehaved, he took me out. You look at his situation and you find that his clothes are torn and he's hungry and he's wounded. So you give him clothes, you give him medicine, you give him cloth. But then you do one more thing, you ask him, what is his problem? Why did you fight with your father? And he says, because I misbehaved. And then you talk him out, you say that, you should not do like this. And you call his father and you make a compromise. And then he goes back to his house. So out of those four things, giving him cloth, giving him food and giving him medicines, or clearing that misunderstanding, which is the perfect charity that you could give him? First, second, third or fourth? Because that is the real cause of his suffering, because of his misbehavior. Similarly, all the people in this world suffer because of their, bad karma, because they are separated from God. They want to be independent of God. And therefore, the greatest welfare is when you connect people to God. The giving of Krishna consciousness to people is the highest social service. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching mission is the greatest welfare activity. Because Lord Chaitanya was appreciated by Rupa Goswami as the most munificent man of charity, because love of Krishna, which is very difficult to achieve, was distributed freely by him. So if one gives some amount of his money to persons involved in distributing Krishna consciousness, that charity given to spread Krishna consciousness is the greatest charity in the world. So the greatest, most merciful incarnation of the Lord is Mahaprabhu, who is distributing love of God so freely. And therefore, to give to Mahaprabhu's movement is the greatest or the right place to give charity. Yes. And therefore, somebody may ask, okay, how much to give? So I already discussed 5-20%. But still, actually, it all depends on the individual. There's no force how much one should give. But what the Lord sees is not how much you give, but he sees how much you are keeping back. Like, once Gautam Buddha was along with his associates, Ajat Shatru and Bimbisar. So these two people were there, and one lady comes with some pomegranate, half-eaten pomegranate, and she offers it to Buddha. And Buddha gets up from his seat and takes it in his hand and he says, thank you so much. Great respect, he went and received it. So Ajat Shatru and Bimbisar, who were great donors, they asked him, Guru, Maharaj, we give you so much of charity, you never gave us so much respect. How come? He said, because, you give only part of what you are earning. But this lady gave everything what she has earned. That little pomegranate was all that she had. And therefore, her sacrifice involved was very, very great. So Krishna sees not how much you give, but how much you keep back. Ek bar Bhagwan Dwarka mein baaye haath se daan de rahe the. Baaye haath se. Narad Muni aaye, bole, are baaye haath se daan de rahe ho. Are ye kya kar rahe ho? Apshakun mana jata hai. Bhagwan bole, बाएं हाथ से दाएं हाथ तक आते आते मैं अपना मन न बदल लूं इसलिए दे रहा हूं. माइंड, वी थिंक 10 टाइम्स बिफोर वी गिव, वेदर वी शुड गिव इन द हुंडी Because 100 rupees looks so big when we are in the temple, and when we are in a restaurant, it is like nothing. Is it not? We think 10 times before giving to the charity. But we don't think for twice before purchasing a mobile phone. 10,000 ka mobile phone, arey, isme kitna function hai, important hai. But 10,000 if you want to think of giving one time to charity to the temple, you think 100 times. So we think too much for doing the right things. And we don't think for doing the wrong things. You know, Krishna was setting a personal example how much charity he gave. He had 16,108 queens. For each queen he gave one palace. So he's a big man, eh? It's not that, you know, he made a big bungalow and made 16,108 rooms and said, aap ek kamra le lo. Or neither did he make a building with 16,108 flats and said, ek flat le lo. Sabko ek flat. Or ek bungalow. Or ek bungalow was so opulent that it was greater than Indra and Brahma also. So much opulence. And think one Krishna and 16,108 queens. If you calculate, if Krishna spent one day with one queen, how much time or how many months or how many years it would take Krishna to reach the 16,108 queen? I made the calculation. It takes 45 years. It would have taken Krishna 45 years to spend one day with the 16,108 queen. But Krishna didn't do that. He expanded himself and was living with all the queens simultaneously. That was Krishna's standard of opulence. So if he gives charity, how much charity he will give? From every palace he gave 13,054 cows in charity. Which means that 13,054 multiplied by 16,108 comes to 21 crore cows per day charity. Krishna is setting example. So when he is telling Arjun, he is telling, I also give charity. Yeah? You see, I am not just speaking, I am doing also. So Krishna is saying, what is the, don't worry, I will give you, I have a lot of money, I will give you, you just worship. Yoga Kshema Mahamyam, Arjun, don't worry. So when you give, do punya. When you give to other causes, 1 minus 1 is not 0, 1 minus 1 is 11. But when you give to Krishna, Krishna is saying 1 minus 1 is infinity. When you give to me, infinity, you will get so much opulence in Dwarka, don't worry. So therefore he says, Ananyas Chintayanto Mam, Ye Jana Paryupasate, Tesham Nitya Vyuktanam, Yoga Kshema Mahamyam. Don't worry, I'll protect what you have. Whatever you give, I will give it back and much more. Is it not? You know, blue whale, there is such a big... Don't worry. You know, bachche ko kaun... Abhi bachcha apne maa ke ghar mein rehta hai, usko kaun khilata hai? कोई टेंशन नहीं है उसको मिल जाता है. When he is born, he doesn't have teeth. So then who put the milk in the breast of the mother? The Lord. Then when the milk was over, who gave teeth to the child? The Lord. See, every time Lord is taking care. Only that when we are born, we develop fear, economic problem. This economic problem is only man-made actually. God has given for every man's need, but not for everyone's greed. You know, a blue whale. ब्लू वेल का बच्चा दिन में कितना दूध पीता है? आप लोग कितना दूध पीते हो एक दिन में? एक ग्लास, दो ग्लास, 500 ml पकड़ लो. एक ब्लू वेल का बच्चा कितना दूध पीता होगा? 400 लीटर दिन में ब्लू वेल का बच्चा. और उसकी मां कितना खाती है? उसकी मां कितना? 3,500 टन भोजन खाती है दिन में. मतलब 3,500 किलो, 3.5 टन्स इतना भोजन खाती है दिन में. मतलब कुछ 7-10,000 लोगों का भोजन एक खा जाता. और उनको कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, कोई इकोनॉमिक प्रॉब्लम नहीं है. उनको भोजन ये नहीं, अरे अगर मैं कंपनी में काम नहीं करूंगी तो मुझे भोजन खाना मिलेगा. द लॉर्ड इज फीडिंग. The Lord is feeding all of the people of this world, no problem. And only humans are thinking economic problem. Hare, kaam nahi karenge to kaise chalega? Bhagwan bol rahe keval yaar, tum maan, bas seva karte raho, no problem. Yoga Kshema Mahamyam, I will protect you. Yeah, and there are so many such examples. Gajendra gave one lotus to the Lord, he was given mukti. Sudama gave what? Chipped rice. He got devotional service. ऐसा उनको ऐश्वर्य दिया भगवान ने. देवलोक 33 करोड़ देवलोक आंखें फाड़ फाड़ के देख रहे थे.
अरे क्या है, हमारे पास भी ऐसा बंगलो नहीं है, सा पोहा दिया बस, माला माल कर दिया, हमारे पास भी है माला माल, ये है माला माला माल। शबरी क्या दिया, बेर दिया, उनको सीधा डायरेक्ट गोलोक एक्सप्रेस में बिठा के भेज दिया, फ्री टिकट, वी परचेस अ टिकट बाय गिविंग टू कृष्णा, वी आर परचेसिंग अ टिकट बैक होम बैक टू गॉड इट। एंड लास्टली डेवलपिंग हैबिट, ओके इतना सब सुना बट फिर भी देने में हमको थोड़ा प्रॉब्लम हो रहा है, हाथ से कुछ जाता है तो बड़ा प्रॉब्लम हो, तो क्या करें। सो देयरफॉर इट इज सेड इंस्पिरेशन गेट्स यू स्टार्टेड बट हैबिट कीप्स यू गोइंग, इज इट नॉट, हैबिट यू हैव टू डेवलप, इट इज 1% इंस्पिरेशन प्रेरणा एंड 99% परस्पिरेशन, therefore you have to develop good habits, life is all about developing habits, yes, so therefore I mean our devotees tell a an anecdote that once in a football match the goalkeeper became injured, so the coach went outside to search for somebody, there was nobody available, so he sees in one man sitting on a Kalingad ka truck and people from down were throwing Kalingad and he was taking the Kalingad and putting it inside the truck. So he thought this person can be very good goalie. So he said, "Tu football khelega kya?" I said, "Maine kabhi nahi khela, mujhe pata nahi hai." Bole, "Koi baat nahi, main sikha dunga, chalo aa jao." Jab ball aaya na usko pakadne ka bas. Bole, "Great, very nice. I can do it. I'll give you money, don't worry. Jitna Kalingad hai na usse bhi zyada paisa dunga. Chalo aa jao." Football match mein dal diya. Goalkeeper. Ball aaya hi nahi wahan par. Ball aaya hi nahi. Anyway, finally tie hone ke liye, the ball finally in the came, last few minutes left and the opponent was trying to hit a goal and their goal. So he had to just stop it, that's all. Finally that guy hits the ball and comes straight to the goal and this person, everybody is looking, oh the ball is coming very close to the pole and this person, expert, aisa jump maar ke so pakad liya. Practice tha na? Habit tha. Pakad liya usne. Sabhi log bol rahe, jai ho jai ho, kya? क्या गोली पकड़ के लेके आए, और सभी लोग जय जय कर रहे थे, जय जय कर रहे थे, उसने फुटबॉल को लेके गोल के अंदर डाल दिया। वो बॉल को पकड़ना भी आदत, अंदर फेंकना भी आदत है। सो यू सी देयरफॉर वी हैव टू डेवलप द हैबिट ऑफ गिविंग, पैसा आए तो दे दो, यू डेवलप द हैबिट ऑफ गिविंग, सो बाय गिविंग यू डेवलप अ हैबिट, सो लेट अस गिव यू नो 1 रुपी, 2 रुपीज, 3 रुपीज, वट एवर, बट वी हैव टू गिव समथिंग, दैट्स वाई डिवोटीज आर गिविंग दीज फ्लावर्स इन द हैंड्स टू ऑफर इट टू द लॉर्ड, वाई टू प्रैक्टिस गिविंग इन चाइल्डहुड ऑल्सो, इफ सी चिल्ड्रन आर गिवन ऑन देयर बर्थडेज सम गिफ्ट इन देयर हैंड्स टू गिव आउट एज चैरिटी, वाई टू डेवलप दर हैबिट, सो दैट इज द वे हाउ वी कैन ऑल्सो डेवलप द हैबिट ऑफ गिविंग। So with that, we come to the end of the session. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sorry for taking so much time. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan Ki.
Hare Krishna.
Sorry, I went overboard.
So we thank Kinchi Kishpu for giving such a wonderful wisdom on the concept of giving. And